Big questions, even bigger guests. This is The Big Interview. Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. On today's show, we welcome a guest who's never held back. If you remember, halfway through last season, he made the early call that Kaizer Chiefs would end up losing the league. And at the time, Kosi fans were not pleased. The thing is, he was right. It was a tough pill to swallow, particularly because he's a former Chiefs star himself. Well, now we welcome the man himself, Junior Kanye, and Kaizer Chiefs supporters to the same arena. You've sent through your voice notes, and now he's going to respond. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is The Big Interview.
Junior Kanye, first of all, now, Governant is the current Kaizer Chiefs coach. Just swallow your pride, my boy, and congratulate him and wish him all of the best with Kaizer Chiefs. So my question to you, Kanye, is if Captain Chincha Golova give you a chance to sign at least 4 players, who will you sign? Thank you. I'm a Kusi for life.
Yeah, the answer is very simple. I will go for Kennedy Rasmus. Yeah, I will go for Mtambo. Yeah, I will go for Siyanda Kulu.
From Maritzburg?
Yeah, Siyanda Kulu.
Oh, wait, he's moved overseas now.
Siyanda. Yeah, but as long as he's a rich player, he's contracted players.
Okay. And last one?
Yeah, I will go for this boy, what's his name? Bamita Odlala Supersport, Sipumbule.
Oh, yeah. Next question.
Hi, Junior. My name is George Akuna. My question is, since Gavin is here and his technical team, what advice can you give it to him? And which players can you recommend for him?
So you've already answered the question about players. So it's just about advice to Gavin, Arthur and Dylan.
Very disciplined coach, very passionate. Take nothing away from him. He's on league. With 4 times, one with BG West, after 7 years is there, and 1 trophy there, and 3 league champions with SuperSport. But I don't like the coach, the way approaching the style of Sahai. Yeah, I'm not interested. In this, I was very disappointed about appointing him. That's what I can answer.
Yeah, you did mention, I remember that you prefer Eric Tinkler. What is it about Gavin Hunt's, is it about his style of play that you don't agree with or his personality?
I don't know his personality that much. I've never worked with him, but I know we used to talk sometimes at Kopanale and Kingwenyelore. He's been in the game, Nergo Panakari games. He doesn't like skillful players. Yeah. He doesn't like a team that move the ball around. His team are taking one way. It's a piece similar like NSW Job and Stuart Baxter. And Kaizer Chiefs, you don't need that. You need players that will express themselves. There's culture there. Remember where this team comes from. Another thing is a coach that when he coach the team, it must be him.
Yeah.
And he signs so many players with contracted players. And Akir Kadisheba, those are ordinary players.
Mm. All right, next question.
Hi, Junior. I'm Khadi Mulefe from Dipsloot. I want to know you are not happy about Kaizer Chiefs signing Gavin Hunt. And you said it's not a solution to sign him. So according to you, what do you think is the solution to Kaizer Chiefs to win trophies?
Yeah, Khadi, just to answer him, first of all, my brother, we should have gone. But be patient. Winning things now, it has to. They tell me about Emmanuel winning things for now. No. Winning now, Areming and Yankayona. Otherwise, we'll be doing shortcuts. They were supposed to appoint Farouk Khan, but fix the development structure because that's where Kaizer Chiefs made a strong thing. They were supposed to reappoint Farouk Khan as the head of development, also Zipo Langalala as him. Under 17 coach, also Wanele Kop is supposed to be appointed at development, probably under 15, or working with Zippo. Mm. And also, this guy, what is his name? Sembata, the one who's working from Sundowns. And Abantabanjing Abu Suresh Singh. to be, they're supposed to, about Sudhir Singh, Floyd Mokgale, and others in terms of scouting. Yeah, bring knowledgeable coaches, very highly knowledgeable coaches, and appoint Kevin Johnson and Eric Tinker there. Appoint Kevin Johnson or Eric Tinker. They are born assisted by Sonolo Siema, if they can work together, or assisted by NTN's unfortunately is gone. Yeah, that's and then for now, by essentially 3 years, build a proper team with the young stars, very energetic, special players to play for Chiefs, not man kapaman.
This whole week, and in fact today, I'm even seeing rumors that Chiefs have actually won the appeal against their transfer ban. But everybody is putting a lot of importance on this, but it seems like you're more concerned about Chiefs long term, you know, for years to come rather than just this next season. You're saying just wait on honors and trophies and all of that. We need to build a team for the future, right?
Yeah, we needed to build a team for a future, but it's for 3 years. Moni Pitom Siman, when he arrived at Sundown, they gave him 3 years. First season almost got relegated, but yet he knew what he was doing. Very knowledgeable coach. It can be clear, but structured their development. Since Ronald Vaile, since 2003, Kimang Vaile Bamunta, Ronabo Chabu, Kune, Skapi, Gerard Svego, Isaac Mabuts. Kimang ba munsitera ti Africa da China lagi Africa lagi ta. Chelsea working Bombay pra. Something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing, they must appoint a knowledgeable, even that technical team. He is supposed to reshuffle the whole technical team. Appoint a person that will work with the coach. Closely. A person that the coach will report to, knowledgeable in football.
Yeah.
Also knowledgeable in terms of. At the store side, there's no way we're going to get a local 3 or 3-4. Something like that.
I hear you. All right, next question.
Junior Hunter here from Boxburg. You've been heavily critical towards the appointment of Gavin Hunt as Kaizer Chiefs coach. You're even saying that you would rather prefer Eric Tinkler instead. But at the same time, you've heaped praise on Dylan Shepherd. And you've also went as far as saying, and I quote, he's very knowledgeable. Now, given the fact that Dylan Shepherd is now the assistant coach together with Arthur Zwane to Gavin Hunt, how do you think Chiefs will be able to perform, considering the fact that you've been critical towards Gavin Hunt, but you've heaped praise on Dylan Shepherd? And mind you, Arthur Zwane has been with the club for longer, so he knows the Chiefs culture very well. Thoughts, please.
So, predictions.
Yeah, Arthur Zwane was a good player by playing. Yeah, not coaching. I'm having a doubt with him. Yes, service doesn't matter. Thabo Moki was long service, Ryan Baloyi, but they are no longer there. Many talks are coming, they are no longer there. It's a matter of appointing the right person at the right time.
So where do you think the Chiefs will finish this season?
I'm a brother. Yes. Coach Ela sometimes he wins, Kalachi. Kalachi. But I don't see them. First of all, I don't see them winning a week. A trophy, I have to look at him after 3 games, 4 games, and then I can able to tell. But now I doubt league can see win. Win a league is not something like anything just come overnight. You need a proper team, sign proper scout, you need to manage. You need to very, very talented with a big heart, experience and youngsters. Special players, not just, because remember it's a case that the brand is big. Lot is expected there. You need to keep consistent today. Not a player that is got records now at Amazon, then Arrows, then Baroque, and then bring him a Chief. No. Need special, you understand, players there. With special coaches, knowledgeable people outside of the field. So for them winning the league, no. Some couple of trophies, probably.
I'm not too sure,
bro, that they will win the cup or what. But because cup in a lower league came to four, Tolu Randall sharply Bali Lucky and then he win. Because he win with luck. Doesn't play good football, his team doesn't have a structure, not lucky. And in life, God plays a big role. If I benefit of that, because God and ancestors, it's not a code that I can put something on my mouth on the my head on the block and say he will win. Wanted no way. By now, league I got to win. That's what I can say. Trophy in a league game say 4-5 fair.
Yeah.
Trophy eight, it's about maybe 3 games. Kalaki, he can win. But I'm sorry, bro. The coach, Steven Shepard, I love him, but they're supposed to be a development structure. Very, I saw Peter Justin leader, Gonyela is very knowledgeable. He came to the panel, but I Farouk, Zipo Zangala, I was and stuff. Build him for a longer period. Not now. Them now is a mandate. Baba Kenze, Baba Kaida mandate is going to be difficult for him.
Yeah.
So, coach, him winning something at Kaza Chief, it's not going to be league. I'm sorry, it's off.
League is off.
Not well, only a trophy, it can. Okay, I'm not even sure about that because after 3 games, 4 games, I can able to tell.
Yeah, and we'll see.
Four games, in fact, 4-5.
All right. So, last question, Junior. Here we go.
Hi, Mr. Junior Khanyi. My name is Jerry Mabuza, a.k.a. Jericho. I have few questions to ask you about Kaizer Chiefs. What happened to you when you left Kaizer Chiefs? Do you know anything bad about Kaizer Chiefs that we as supporters don't know? What is the secret there? What did you mean when you say Kaizer Chiefs will never come out from the group stages of CAF Champions League? Do you have any grudges with Chiefs? I thank you.
I left Kaizer Chiefs because of my behavior. Nakili Junior Khanyi, I was young, given a platform. At the age of 17, I played Kaizer Chiefs. Putting in the Komautungelo Chabu was lost. So, a superstar, Chabu, formerly Pule Mashang currently. And I had to perform same day against Sundowns. I was put first season, I managed first game. First season, I won about 8-9 minutes for the matches for Kaizer Chiefs, man of the match. And I won this cover of the Chiefs. I won Young Player of the Season, which was a rookie of the year by then in PSL.
Mm-hmm.
One league, which is 2003 and 2004. So my second season, first season I did well. Second season, it was my behavior off the field that Elan Gaban Sal management, but never they took care of me. Very supportive. I still respect Kaizer Chiefs as a second home. But the reality, Kuri, when I was there, I'm the one who got the poso. I understand.
Yeah.
So yeah, I stayed. Got development only 2 seasons. I grew up there. One game to school, one letter competition. Bennett Nesomakuri took me there. Kako first team. I spent 2 seasons at first team as well. Managed to represent under 20 under 23 Bafana as well at Kaizer Chiefs. So, team number that I've messed up in terms of behavior, not in football. Football, I played Liba Dabahudu at Tazwan, St. Felix, Kina Shuz Mushwe, Mendu, Rangado, Ruan Fernando, Vladimir Tibe, Seren Zama Fes. Petit Mabili, Femin Miketi Mayo, Kanamea, Besuma, David Skatebe, Susu Lamini. The list goes on. Top class players, but I manage as a youngster, 17 years. So, Kinna Praka messed up. It tells you or why Nekamelik Vaya stopped doing so well in first season. Promising career. It got Pivayaka, Nalidi Prosakili Kadieta. Shut off the field.
Yeah, wow. Junior, it's been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much for agreeing to join us on the show. It's going to be a great season ahead. We now know it's the DStv Premiership and we'll look forward to more of your commentary throughout the season, my brother. Thank you very much for joining us.
No, my brother. At any given time, I'm available. I as Junior Khanyi. Now I share football a reality.
Yes. That's what I like to hear. Thank you very much. Have a good day further. And we'll speak to you very soon. The Big Interview is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by myself, your host, Slew Paho. It is edited by our editor, Simon Strella, and graphics are provided by the one and only Nino Segeleni. Only on the SL Podcast, brought to you by Soccer La Duma.